The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Well, in apparently a big game for first place in the division, the Avalanche lose to Minnesota at home 4-2. And in this big game, Jared Bednar was not happy with guys who didn't play hard enough.
I liked a lot of things that we did. Even the first period, I liked the scoring chances that we were creating. As the game went on, the commitment to defend was there. I didn't think we executed great. Like, we had a couple guys that fought the puck that worked really hard, and then we had guys that didn't work hard enough.
All right, so in this game that was being heralded as a big game, the Avs lose and don't really look that inspired in doing it. So does that change your concern-o-meter when it comes to this team in the playoffs?
What did I say yesterday? Tops, it was two?
Two.
It really didn't change. It really didn't. You're big, as Coach Jerry Burns would say, you're big knockers. Didn't knock today. Big knockers got to knock. That's why they're big knockers.
So I guess my question is and I'm hearing from some of you on the text line, Nate. So if you think this was a big game, and you're upset with me because I did not attach more significance to this game, I have a direct question for you, and I want you to answer on the RamosLaw.com text line. Now that they've lost this big game, where are you at with this team? Where's your level of concern? Panic? Whatever. Where is it at? I want to know how you respond as somebody who believes this was a big game. How do you respond to the loss? I'm just curious. So hit us up, 303-713-1043.
Yeah, you mentioned you can't manufacture desperation. This was a big game for the Wild. It was. It was a big game for them. I tend to agree with you. It just wasn't that big a game to the Avs.
Look, when teams like Minnesota come in here, they had lost twice to the Avs already at home. They come in here, they've been playing well, but in the back of their mind, there's still that sense of...
They're the little brother.
How good are we?
Yeah.
Right? So they put a ton of significance into a regular season game. I'm sorry, the Avalanche just can't put and match that kind of significance for a regular season game. They just are not going to be able to do it. And I'm okay with that because it's human nature, and I trust this team because of who they are and what they've done. I trust this team to be ready by the playoffs.
It's a little brother syndrome. Yeah, every now and again, you let your little brother, you don't play as hard. You don't maybe don't necessarily let him win a game of horse, but he wins a game of horse. You're off your game. Doesn't matter that much to you. I tend to be with you a little bit. I think it's a much bigger game for the Wild than it was for the Avs, and it showed last night.
By the way, last point. If this was such a big game, then apparently some of the season ticket holders in the lower bowl didn't get the message. A lot of Wild fans there last night. A lot of Wild fans sitting in the lower bowl.
Yeah, there were
in the primo seats.
Yeah.
So
I agree.
How big of a game was it to some of these season ticket holders, I wonder? Next on the Morning Brew, the Nuggets hosting the Pelicans tonight. And Nikola Jokic listed as questionable for this game tonight. Mark, should the Nuggets do whatever they can to help the teams ahead of the Lakers so that the Lakers do not play themselves into the 7th or 8th spot for the play-in tournament? Should they do whatever it takes to avoid the Lakers?
You can't be... No, you can't think... I thought it was a troll job by putting Nikola on the injury report with a calf. I thought it was...
You think they're just trolling?
Trolling. I thought they were trolling the Sixers a little bit.
That'd be great.
Yeah. So that's how I took that. No, I don't think you play that game. I don't think karma comes back. Sports karma comes back to bite you in the ass when you start playing that game. Like, but we don't want to match up with the Lakers because they're all of a sudden, you know, it looks like Anthony Davis is healthy. It looks like LeBron now is healthy. They just waxed the Chicago Bulls the other day, last night. They're starting to get it together a little bit.
Yeah,
I just don't like the karma of that.
But with the nature of the play-in tournament, it's not the same as before the play-in tournament where you just looked, okay, here's the 7th seed, here's the 8th seed. Hey, maybe we'd like to manipulate things so we get the 7th seed instead of the 8th seed. All you're looking at right now with the Lakers is they're still likely going to be in the play-in tournament. But as far as trying to manipulate things, all you can do is manipulate things so that they end up in the 9th or 10th spot so they have to play an extra game to get into the regular playoffs. If you're in the 7 or 8 spot, you only have to win one game and then you're in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get into the whole machinations of the play-in tournament because I know I would lose you really, really.
As soon as you said play-in tournament, yeah, I was already lost.
I know.
Do we need under 500 teams in a playoff tournament?
Because it's fun.
Spicy.
Is it?
It's fun.
Is it?
It creates late season intrigue.
Does it?
Next on the Morning Brew, what else to say? Joel Embiid is a coward.
Maxie's in. He's got 20. Harden off a high screen by Joel. Throws it to Embiid. Embiid at 15 feet. Steps back on McGee. Count it. It's good. Timeout, Dallas. Oh, yeah. Joel Embiid. He's back, baby.
Sixers.
105-103.
Sixers radio. So let me see if I get this straight. Joel Embiid plays back-to-back nights, Friday and Saturday, on the road. Sits out Monday here in Denver with a sore calf that the Sixers go to great lengths to say is really a significant injury. And then he's right back out there two nights later, last night against Dallas, playing another 30-plus minutes. And by the way, what really galls me about it was he did this. He sat out. He tapped out against Jokic on the day that major article appeared in The Athletic in which he was basically campaigning for the MVP award and trying to slam the critics or the criteria that goes into why he doesn't get the MVP award. And his answer to all that is to not play?
This is sad.
Cowardly, man. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. A coward.
Dude, that guy. You have that dude as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Plus that guy, listen, here's the deal. And I think the Joker didn't even want the MVP. He didn't care. I really do believe that Joker's all about just trying to win an NBA championship, where Embiid would be much happier with an MVP award than he would an NBA championship.
Yeah, by the way, Sixer fan, I don't know if anybody's listening, it's a Sixer fan, but you're never going to win with this guy. You're never going to win with this guy. He doesn't have the championship gene. He just showed that this week. Next on the Morning Brew, the Rockies. Remember them? They open up their season today in San Diego. This is funny. They were supposed to play at 2 o'clock today, but because of heavy rain in San Diego, they've pushed the start back to like 7:30 tonight. Mark, how many games do the Rockies win this season? What is the Rockies' record?
67 and whatever left over.
Ooh.
90-something? That's a lot of...
Mad.
95. 62.
95.
67 and 95.
There you go. Okay. I do not think they'll
lose 100. The power rankings had them at 60 and 102.
Yeah, I don't think they'll lose 100. They've never lost 100. They got that going for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they will get to... You have 67?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with your old number, 69.
Well, 69 wins. You're going the Goocher. So that would be 69 and 93. I did that math right off the top of my head, Johnny.
Boom. Yeah. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.